The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Hastings 16, Kearney 15, and the serve by Taylor Williams. Floats it across. Picked up the back row by Koski. Sent to the outside, into the ball game is Cassie Matthews, and she's going to get the kill. Matthews in on her first swing. Ties it up at 16.
Tonight, it's a Tri-Cities duel from Hastings as the Kearney Bearcats tangle with the Hastings High Tigers. High school volleyball and KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Kids Sports Club.
Picked up in the middle by Bauer. Sent to the outside, bus boom around the block. It's dug out nicely by Oakland. Sent to the outside, Trimble. She stopped. She stopped at the net. Great block up front by Petzl and Williams. Just the third ace block for Hastings.
Hastings opened the season with a sweep of McCook on opening night and is playing its second match of the season. Kearney opened with a 5-set victory over Holdridge but dropped a pair of matches in Lincoln on Saturday. It's the Bearcats and Tigers coming up next, but first the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Hastings with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPress.com. Tonight, we bring you high school volleyball between the Hastings High Tigers and the Kearney Bearcats. Doug, we're with you on this rainy, cool Thursday night where a lot of things are going on, including UNT football. The Lopers are scoreless, but in the red zone early in the second quarter against Washburn. And the Kansas City Royals are in action tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. They are taking on the Boston Red Sox, and that game is scoreless in the top of the second. Kearney Hastings ready to do business. This is New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll be starting lineups after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's varsity match, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. No heights provided by the schools, but we will let you know who's serving and in what rotation. So let's start with the visitors tonight. Kearney Lady Bearcats will go with number 4, junior Lauren Spiker, followed by number 9, senior Maggie McCown. Number 1 is junior Macy Wick. Number 3, junior Molly Willis. Number 8, senior Haley Limbach. And number 23, a freshman in the starting lineup, the Bearcats, Bailey Sterling. Head coach of the Bearcats is Melissa Erickson, assisted by Molly O'Brien, Amanda Wusk, and Rebecca Pett. Kearney is 1-2 on the season. They had to come back last Thursday on opening night from 2 sets down to beat Holdridge in 5, 15-13 in the fifth. Holdridge is 3-1, and they dropped a couple games to Lincoln North Star and Lincoln Southwest on Saturday. For the Hastings High Tigers, number 13 is senior Madeline Warwick. She'll be called to the rotation by number 14, senior Lakeisha Elwanger. Number 7 is senior Elizabeth Franzen. Number 22, junior Ray Markle. Number 12 is senior Alexis Fleehardy. And number 10 is senior Jordan Gravetti. The head coach of the Hastings Tigers is Dave Heppner, assisted by Mike Nicolarson and Adam Schmidt. Also, Ferguson and Taylor assistant coaches is Jamie Johnson. Roll him in there for the Hastings High Tigers, it looks like, as the libero tonight. For Hastings, 1-0, they won their season opener 1-6-9 in straight sets over the Cougars. Those are the starting lines brought to you by Five Boys Bank, the better bank. Carney High and Hastings getting ready to battle tonight in high school volleyball. The junior varsity match with a couple of sets to Hastings. And the first match of the reserves over the 4-3 sets. So we're a little bit behind as far as the 7:30 start time. But we're not too far away as they get set for the national anthem and starting line here in Hastings on this September 11th. And we will take a break and be back with more in a moment.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
Doug Peter back with our producer engineer Caleb Henry here at Hastings. Warriors and crew saw them 2-9 in our triangular. We're running the same officiating as you are here tonight at Hastings. We'll say thank you to Coach Douglas, athletic director here at Hastings, and all the fine sponsors for their participation and their love high school sports and love to bring it to you here on Classic Hits and also on the World Wide Web, flatriverpress.com. Listen online for free. The entire sporting event, whether it's tonight, high school football game, whatever it is, it'll be podcast up moments after the competition has concluded. And also tomorrow, in the next couple of days here, we'll have photos up of tonight's competition. They're free for you to download and use the information on all of those and Classic Hits at flatriverpress.com. Home of the very latest activities. Just across town, Kearney Catholic is playing out in Central tonight, and they have gotten things underway. The first set goes to Kearney Catholic 25-16 over Central. Plenty of other action going on tonight. Not as busy as some nights, but the large and intriguing matchup. Down on the Northwest is hosting Morgan Mount District Team, our state leader for his Northwest, replacing most of their starting we're about ready to get volleyball underway here tonight at Hastings. We thank you for being with us. You've been listening to the New Tech City Coordinator Show. New Tech City, your leader, contact Kelly and Jason Stone for New Tech City leader. It is Hastings High and Kearney High varsity volleyball, their annual matchup about ready to get going here on Classic Hits in a minute.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power. I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the techs at Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Well, both schools electing to go with the black uniforms here tonight. The orange trim will tell you that Hastings is at home, and the surprising blue, mostly white, for UNK and the, or for Kearney High. They're going to move from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. And for Hastings, they're going to be moving from right to left as we play the best of five, our first dual action of the season here on Classic Hits. Hastings has won the toss. So back to serve it away. We'll be battling Warwick, and we are ready to get our varsity action underway. It's a safe run across the line. It plugs it up there at the freshman stands on the right side. The left-handed attack is down. Across the way, and on the net call on Hastings immediately there. Maggie McGowan on the swing. Hastings did pick it up there, and now McGowan will go back and serve it away for the Bearcats. To the right side and fires the left-handed serve down the line. Hastings will pass it up front. It's set there by Ward. Left side attack is overpassed right back by Carney on the attack from Marker. Now Hastings has to tip it across to Carney High. They'll play it into the back row. McGowan sets from the outside. Attack is cut across there by Wick. And that's going to get around for the first double off. Casey Wick will give Carney High the 2-0 lead. McGowan will drop back in and serve it away again. Only their second match, not many schools across the state have a slower start to the season than Hastings does, as the serve is across the access to the right side, almost in the net, then Hastings took it deep and out of bounds. It's 3-0. Center was trying to stay out of the net, and I think it confused the attack deep away. And McGowan will get a really 3-0 serve across. This one fired across there to the libero, and Jamie Johnson taking it down the left side. Not a lot on it. Carney's able to dig it. McGowan sets a back row here at four. Carney has Joe and Spiker. And Spiker is a miss. A little wide. And Floyd Hastings is now on the board. Johnson, the libero for Hastings, is a junior. Carney High will set to the outside as we get back to action. It's hit by Campbell Adams, shifted away on her first attempt. And the Bearcats take a 4-1 lead. Macy Wick will go back and serve it away. High atop the Hastings High Gymnasium. Looking down upon the 12 players on the floor. So it goes back for there. Taylor Penix. Pretty slow so far from Hastings. Good attack by the Bearcats. Molly Willis is dug up. And has to be set across again. Three ball attack for Carney. McGowan. Short set middle. There's the attack by Willis. Well, and good. Molly with her first kill. Second to the Bearcats. 5-1 here in the first set. Casey Wick to serve away again for Carney High. We're off to a good start here on the road. And the serve. Back middle. Played there safely. Set to the middle. And again, tipped across. But this time it's going to work for the Elizabeth Hanson Hill. First kill of the match for Hastings, and Franzen will rotate back to serve it away. So back middle, Carney sets, they'll tip it across off the block, good block up front, trouble for Carney to get it back here off the Alexis Fleehardy block, but they do pass it over, three ball Hastings, come to the middle attack, cut it to the back, corner. It's going to be long that time from Rivetti. Point for Carney High. 6-2, side out, rotating back to serve it away will be Molly Willis. Willis serves it right down the left side, picked up there by Hendricks. Blocked at the net, nice block, Carney High. Hastings able to dig it out, took it over to the block. There was two on the net, two on the opening. But it didn't get at the net. Do we have at the net? I think our down official says on the net is going to be called on Hastings. It'll be a point for Carney High. To get Coach Heppner off the bench. Who in the net or stepped across the center line. So a short discussion on what you could do there. And 20 high. They took up a 3-4 at that time. Willis can see it put away again. 7-2 Bearcats, just underway, first set match. Not out of bounds. So 7-3 to score. And back to serve it away. We'll have a new face in for the Hastings High Tigers, Katie Coyle. Coach Hepner will play 9-10 kids in his rotation here tonight. A team that has a bunch of seniors in this starting lineup. Almost over pass on serve receive there by Carmine. They'll have to take the cross and miss the opening on the back row. Vic just trying to return it. A few errors on both sides here early on. Coyle gets the front end serve. First service point here in the night for the Tigers of Hastings. This is the back row to Rick. Set the outside. Carmine High comes on the attack with Coyle. Spiker dug out to the 10-foot line of the return. High by the Tigers. Another error and another point this time it goes to Carmine. 8-4. Bearcats will go to the bench, checking out Taylor Moran. And checking in to serve, Haley Limbach. Two kills for Carney, one for Hastings. That's three of the 12 points. Everything else, unfortunately, is still on air. Here's Hastings on the outside of back. That will cross three. Hardy overpass by Carney. Here's the very first kill. The overpass by the Bearcats. So the first swing set up the easy second one. And for Hastings, Lakeisha Elwanger returned to the front row. Tigers rotate out there. Kevin Harris. Chuck serves strong onto the back line. Carney has to play it out of the back row and instead of keeping it out. So Hastings, they cut it back to two. There's five a moment ago. 8-6. And Hardy on the serve. Takes that run at him. Beautiful serve. Somehow it's put back across there on the overpass. Outside attack, but he took it by Elwire. Running into the scores table, Carney getting back in play. It's slotted across there by Willis. Here's a middle set Tiger. Well rolling across that line. Picked up by the Bearcats in front of the 10-foot line. The freshman Sterling will take it over. A one arm up by Elwire. It's set across there by Coyle. Carney's going to get a good look here. Middle attack. Driven across by Spiker. Longest alley of this first set so far. Across by Johnson. Free ball here for the Bearcats. Here's Spiker again. So the first kill for Lauren Spiker. Side out Bearcats. 9-6 here in the opening quarter. Well, UNK had the ball in the red zone. Didn't come away with any points. And now Washburn has scored a touchdown. And they lead UNK 7-0 on a wet night at Foster Field in the home opener. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Attack error by Hastings will give Carney a 10-6 lead. It's pretty simple right now. Whoever can run at the errors first is going to get on a good run. Bailey Sterling on the serve for the Bearcats. Sterling, it hit the net, popped up, but won't go over. The service error gives it back to Hastings. Second service error here in the early going for Carney High. They still lead it, though, by a score of 10-7. And in the ball game, Jordan Gavetti to serve for the Tigers. Back there, just inside the line. There's the set to the right side. A trip across strong one and now giving up the hole for still. The lefty comes to the right side and drives it home to make it 11-7. We have our first score in Thursday night football. It's Baltimore 7, Pittsburgh nothing. Final seconds of the first quarter, Owen Daniels, 2-yard touchdown reception. Inside of the serve across Hastings on the outside. Captured over by Elwanger. Made a pass by Sterling. Middle attack will be tipped over by the Bearcats and Willis. Off the plate, Hastings will set it back across. Just got it. And will be over. There is Kell. The ball comes back over to Hastings. Not been able to get on a real run here. Carney did jump out 5-1, and it's been pretty even since that point. The Tigers going to serve it away. Looks like we've got Madeline Ward to get us going again in the second rotation. Here serves the cross ball, line sets outside. And we can call the attack deep here from Molly Willis. And goes back over to Hastings point. So Ward will serve it away again. It goes down the line. She's wide. She had to take it around the block. And there was some room down the line. Missed it, and now a timeout will be called by coach, Melissa Aronson. So we are in the first set of Brian's dueling. It's the best of five in the opening set. Behind the 11, Hastings 10. This time out brought to you by Nebraska Land Metro.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
That's good about it all here on KBRFN, Friday Hastings, Grand Island. An update from down the street. Tony Catholic is up 2 sets to none on Adams Central, 25-16, 25-12. Here we are, still early in the proceedings. Set number one, 11-10. Kearney with the lead, but Hastings has scored 3 in a row, and Madeline Ward to serve it away. And the serve comes across from Madeline. Another attack there, 11-11. 7 kills out of 22 points. The winning efficiency not where either team wants it right now. Ward serves, that's into the net. Bearcats will get the ball back. They did not leave the lead. 12-11 to score. In for Kearney, Taylor Moran. She'll play the front row. Haley Limbach checks out. She serves and plays the back row. It's time for Maggie McDowell to serve it away. Got a couple to start this match off for Bearcats and get them the early lead. McDowell serve. Fires it across to Johnson. Punched over from the middle. Any big swing so far from Hastings. Collins able to get it back. Wasn't tipped. The attack is going to be off the tip. Yes, for Molly Willis. And the point. Her second kill. Kearney 13. Hastings 11. Allen now 3 points from the service line. Now there's some discussion between the officials whether whose point it should be. The up official thought it was out. One of the lines judge called a tip. I thought initially the up official called a tip as well. And it's going to be called out. No tip. Okay. Cross that out. Tied at 12. Side out here for Hastings. And again, you've got your, they're not volunteers, but you're going to get something. But the lines judges in volleyball, more than any other quote, volunteer officials have a lot bigger role in the outcome of a match of judging. Everybody was on the same page. They just miscommunicated at that time, and Hastings gave the ball a chance to get their first lead in the first set. At 12-12, it's missed hit. It's gone off the tape and rolled over to the eighth serve. Ward Tanner Hendricks, she'll take it. And Hastings grabs the lead at 13-12. Hastings, a five-setter between these teams. Class A, very few of the same players even on the floor a year ago, let alone 2 years ago. Hastings goes to the outside. There's good. As Madeline Warren can go through his hand. Well off the net there. Kearney couldn't handle it in the back row. And Kearney was up 11-7. Hastings is on a 7-1 run to take a 14-12 lead. Edwards goes for 3 in a row, but misses that one into the net. Service error. Each team with 2 service errors. Sign out Kearney, trailing 13-13. Hastings make 2 serve it away. One the last time she was back there. Serves in the end. Hastings Wick will record the first 8 serve here at the match for Kearney High. And we're tied 14. Coach Erickson for the service spot. To the right hand corner. Johnson in the middle. Johnson Rivero handles it. Good set. Outside attack. Going to be tackled across that time. Quickly returned over on a second hit by Kearney. Outside attack for Hastings. Good. This is Kearney. And second kill. And the Tigers regain the lead. At 15-14. Distances here where we had just some miscommunication with what's going on score-wise, and now Hastings to serve it away. And that will be fans in the fire. Kearney has a good look in the middle. They'll drive it from Taylor Moran down and good. Great Bearcats. 15-15, first set. Wells in the service rotation. And he's a lot of substitutions, not like Hastings has one. Good service. Six on the side. First base block back, and that's going to go to Lauren Spiker. She was teaming up with Taylor Moran and locked down the attack that time by the Tigers. 16-15, so grounds by Willis. Easily handed, good high set to the right side. Pass that time by Ray Markle. Right back over to Hastings. They'll go left side attack from Keen Hardy. Hardy's able to pick it up, set outside. The first good pick up that time by Coney High. They'll pass it across. Free ball here for Hastings. Let's see if they can terminate. Set right side. The attack by Markle. Great pickup in the back row that time by the Bearcats to keep it alive and eventually win the point 17-15, Coney High. And Willis looking for three in a row. A lot of top spin on that one. Sail deep and out of bounds. Side out. Hastings. UNK has scored just before halftime, and so with 30 seconds to go before the half, Bronson Marsh takes it in from 7 yards out, and it's 7-7, UNK and Washburn. Chili Knight, Foster Field, and now 17.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Today, John, some important scores. Baseball, Royals 2, Red Sox 1, top of the third, Red Sox threatening. Just about halftime, UNK and Washburn College football 7-7. And in the National Football League, they are into the second quarter on Thursday Night Football, Baltimore 7, Pittsburgh 9, 12 to go. Here in the first set, Kearney 20, Hastings 18, the Bearcats have scored 3 in a row and continue on the field, and they will knock out of Hastings timeout. They'll go outside. Third kill, side out here for the Tigers. 20-19. Tiger. Chance here for the Tigers. They set it right side off the back, but it sails long from Gavetti. And Carney High will get the ball back. 21-18. Spiker to shoot it away. And the home stretch of set number one. Coach Erickson popped up off the bench. Spiker saw that out of the corner of her eye. And a good thing, because Bonnie had the wrong server back there. Half second away from disaster. Now, Hastings coach Heppner is going over the ball already going to play. Set back to serve. Reed Obermiller now for Carney High. 21-19, Obermiller with a strong serve. Off the back row, stays in the back row for Hastings. Johnson went out and pass it across. Picked up by Obermiller. Short set middle, Spiker off the take. Ball with the second kill to go with two base blocks. Carney High 22, Hastings 19, opening set. Obermiller server. It's that ground middle mishap. It's an ace. Serve 23-19, Bonnie. And Coach Heppner is going to have to use his second timeout. So Bearcats getting some good serving here down the stretch, getting a couple of bases in there, getting a couple of base blocks. They are 2 points away from the opening set. It's 23-19. Take a timeout, brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Bonnie with the
he's lead. Going!
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
And welcome back to High School Volleyball. We're on Classic Hits 98.9. It's 23-19 Kearney leading Hastings. Hastings is burning their second time out. And we're serving across by the Bearcats and Bree Overdahl. Dug up by the Bearcats and returned by Wick. Hastings with the back row. There was the set by Kenny Coyle from off the net. Point Hastings now. Now we would say that it's out of bounds. Hastings was celebrating. Kearney was celebrating. I'd say it's Kearney volleyball. So 24-19. For the first set, going to that corner, big is made by Fleehardy. Outside attack, he's got the head of game number one. Carney High jumped out to the lead, saw it back break, we're down 14-12, then took the lead back at 19-18, and took it home from there. 25-19, Carney with the set one victory over the Hastings High Tigers. We'll be back and look for first set numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Here's a quick look at the unofficial first set numbers. First off for Hastings, Katie Coyle, 3 service points. Elizabeth Franz and Hannah Kill. Taylor Hendricks, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. Jordan Gavetti had an ace block and a kill. Alexis Fleehardy had a service point, 3 kills. Madeline Warwick, 3 service points and a kill. And Lakeisha Elweiner, 2 kills. 8 kills, 1 ace block, 1 ace serve for Hastings. For Kearney High, Casey Wick, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Molly Willis, 3 service points, 2 kills. Warren Spiker, 2 ace blocks, 2 kills. Aiden Enbach, 2 service points. Maggie McGowan, 3 service points, 2 kills. Bree Obermiller, 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Taylor Moran, a service point and a kill. And Bailey Sterling, 1 service point. 8 kills, 2 ace blocks, 2 ace serves. Still more errors than points earned here in the opening set. Kearney limited their mistakes first, and that allowed them to take the first set 25-19. So Bearcats are up 1-0. The best of 5 continues as the Tigers and Bearcats battle in Tri-City High School Volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Hastings High School. Give a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. Tonight, it's Tri-Cities Volleyball, SB Hastings Tigers hosting the Class A Kearney Bearcats. Kearney looking to slip it away to start game 2. They won the opener 25-19. Here we go. Going back across from the middle by Frampton. Kearney gets into the middle. It's tapped across there by Wills. The set was a little close to the net. That's all she could do. And Hastings puts it back into the three-hole. Lee Harding drops down her match high. 4th kill, and the Tigers will get the first point here in the second set, 1-0. Again, in other volleyball tonight, Kearney Catholic was up 2-0 on Adams Central. Sure, it goes into the net here for the Tigers. Those many volleyball scores are just one, so stay with us. Serve for Kearney, driven across that line. High whip. Up the net, wouldn't fall over that time for Mark Owen. Kearney will take the lead at 2-1. 2 points from the service line, including an ace in the opening game. This serve, a little miscommunication, but it ends up okay for Hastings. They will get it set to the outside. The attack is going to be pretty hardy, but it's deep. Luckily here for Kearney High. They'll check her off the bench now. And the serve by Wick. So back up to Julian. And it does hit the floor. We've got an ace. Coach Hepner again trying to get his girl in the right spot. 4-1. Good strong serve from Macy Wick. Her second ace of the match. Take a little something off this one. Drop it in the middle. Hastings able to get it to the outside. Flea Hardy with a cross-court attack. Dug out there by McGowan. And pass it on. Cross quickly to Johnson. Bump off the cross, and it's down and good. Kearney wasn't expecting to come back over that quickly, and Franz will give the credit for the Tiger point. 4-2. And back to the wall, down for the Hellwire. Here for Hastings. The sub up almost every rotation. The serve across. Kearney High sets to the outside. The attack is going to be over the middle. Should be deep out of bounds for Hastings. One of the team overly tall out there, so it's not like they need to be sailing it over the block, but we've seen that a little bit. There's the service return into the net. Kearney gets it out of the net, and it took a kill for Taylor Moran. Nice job up there by Obermiller to dig that ball out of the net, and it's 5-3 Bearcats. Molly Willis to serve it away. Leading Davenport Schickley, a winner tonight over College View Academy as part of the triangle. Hampton beating Dorchester, not a whole lot of scores in as of yet. Not many triangles there. Hastings goes to the middle. They get a fish out there, go to the outside, and the kill is down and good. Ray Marples up there with Elizabeth Ramsey. That's 5-4. Sir Flanagan, tied up here. She looks for Hastings. First set went Kearney, 25-19. Set two by down the middle of the game. Handled there by Bree Overmiller. But has to be passed across by Spiker. Hastings passes off wide set. At the cross there. Easy looper from Hellliner. Standing by return by Overmiller. And Hastings will go to the middle. Pass attack off the middle block. And it's going to hit four. That'll be it for a Spiker point. That'll be for Ben. The first second point. Her first point on serve here. Baltimore has kicked the field goal to lead Pittsburgh 10-0. 8 minutes to go, second quarter. Thursday night football on ESPN, 14-60, 15-50. As Fox goes to the right corner, the attack by Moran. Far hand in the nose. And it sails out. It's out of the lead. 6-5. Into the game. Safe down the middle. There's a good pass. Ducked across by the Kearney center man. Now Hastings is ready. They go to the outside. The screen by Elwanger is wide. Tried to go short corner and missed it. 6-6. After the ball game, the serve Kearney is Haley Limbaugh. They are at halftime in Kearney at Foster Field, UNK and Washburn. 7-7 at the half. Serve across Ace for Limbaugh. With her first, fourth as a team. Kearney 7, Hastings 6, Aaron set number 2. Don't forget, best of 5, so you need to win 3. Whenever we finish up tonight, we'll talk with the coaches, give you the 5 stats. The U.S. Sports host game show. All in play, and stepping across the center line, Kearney high, and that came up a nice block up there by Gravetti. Kearney dug it out, and Gravetti with a good block. Across the center line there with the center. And the server for Hastings will be paid for. Hastings 1-0. Kearney 1-2. Season started 1 week ago tonight, but both of them. Kearney 5 up in the lake. The lake and Sozy Cross. Short set Lindbach. That's Spiker. Fired off that double block for her third kill. That's just the second kill of this set for Kearney High. And have the lead at 8-7. They do have a couple of days served. Serve will be Obermeyer. Had a good run to end the first set. Here's the slide, right side. Block the low catch. Ace block by Macy Wick on the slide from Gravetti. First time we've seen either team go with the slide tonight. And it's 9-7, Kearney High. Marvelous here. Strong line drive. Right side. Set over. And back there, Gravetti. Miscommunication. She left, and when the ball went way up, she was looking for a quick. This time, though, with the center. Kearney High had the pass for 5 the last 6 points. They have taken a 10-7 lead. That serve is well being got out of bounds. So, Hastings will get the ball back. First service error of the set for the Bearcats. Substitutions rolling in. And Boston has scored 2 runs at the top of the third. And the Red Sox have taken a 3-2 lead over the Royals. They go to the bottom of the third. That is currently airing on the breeze, 94.5 FM. Silver Crown, Kearney, a patient time, it's to Kearney. The attack is going to be quickly put away by Wick. There's a goal of the game, second to that, over the Bearcats and Casey Wick. The college volleyball team won their conference opener last night at Doan, straight sets. With Buttermore and his squad off to a good 10-3 start, ranked 18th in the country. They'll be home on Tuesday against Wesley. Sierra Cox gets off to home. 3 double blocks for Hastings High. Alexis Fleeharty, that is her 5th. The UNK volleyball team will be in Colorado at Colorado Pueblo and Springs. A full match Friday, Saturday get together. And for Nebraska, they're playing both Friday and Saturday in the Meredith Players Challenge at 7 o'clock. Denver and Colgan. Inside attack here for the Tigers. Going to be tipped across by Fleeharty. The game was made by Fleeharty. Go right side, McCallum, left pass there. They got there by Coyle. Again, took the cross in the back bar. Kearney's ready for it there with Spiker. Comes in Coyle. Macy Wick shoots up and down for another 29 kill. 12-9. Bearcats with the lead. Checking in for Kearney. They'll be telling the man. And that front row. Limbaugh rotates out. Sherbet. It'll be McCallum. Uncle Ball didn't have any spin on that one. They'll play it out to the left wing. Take it across on a double set by Fleeharty. And Kearney High with a nice hit over the net. Attack here for Kearney High. And he's set it out. The Hastings right now, they're trailing. They've had more errors. and that's the bottom line. Kills are about even. Carney does have about three more ace serves, ace blocks. Not much to talk about either way. So Hastings starts to limit their errors. They'll be right there. They trail 12-10. They win game two. Carney won the opener 25-19. And the Bearcats on a soft return missed the line. An unforced error there. Carney on. And Hastings will get the point. And a little more serving it away for the hometown Tigers. Tied up here midway through game number two. McGowan with the set. The attack is Molly Willis, but couldn't get it off the block. It sailed deep and out of bounds. And now Hastings has scored four of the last five to tie it up 12-12. The fifth service point of this match. Something a little bit shorter. Picked up by Willis. Set McGowan to the outside. The swing is across by Moran. Off the tip. By Johnson. Here's Flea Hardy. Back into the back. A good pass by Overmiller. They're going to get a good swing for Carney High. Driving it off the net is Quick. It's spun up in the air. Hastings able to track it down. And then a double hit's going to be called. Trying to take it across. It was not the center. One of the hitters, Markle, was just going to redirect it. All for the double hits of Carney High. We'll keep the lead here at 13-12. And Spiker, Wick to serve. In play, and goes to the outside. This timing the jump, the ball goes into the net. Tack error, 14-12. Rick has done just fine for herself on the service line. 6 points, two of them aces. Here she takes it right down the near side. Aces goes set well and good on the top there. Hands it hit the side of the volleyball. 15-12. We're going to get our first time out here of the second set. Carney won the opening set 25-19. They scored three in a row to take a 15-12 lead over Hastings in game number two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can be for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC. We'll be right back.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Doug Gunnebeck with you here at Hastings High, also keeping an eye on what's going on up the road at Adams Central. How about this? Adams Central has beaten Kearney Catholic in the third set 25-20. The Stars won the first two sets 25-16, 25-12. Adams Central wins the third 25-20. So they are heading to the fourth set. Catholic 2-1. Here Kearney High won the first set. They lead 15-12 in the second. Out of Hastings High, out another serve across. Kearney this time with the attack there. And Hastings will get the ball back down the timeout. They trail now 15-13. And Elway returns to the front row. Back to service will be Flea Hardy. And it's going to go. It's the second service error of this set for Hastings. Kearney leading it 16-13. And back to the Bearcats will be Molly Willis. Don't forget Kearney home tomorrow night to take on North Platte, who is a surprising 2-0. Hastings, they have got Sidney. So across the outside attack by Elwanger. Picked up and passed into the net by the Bearcats, and they can't bring it out. Hastings field at Elwanger pushes the game third of the match. And it's 16-14. Service line is Franzen. A couple last time she was back there, gets another one here. Served right down the middle, easily handled by the Bearcats. Set up to the outside for Spiker, she'll put it away. Overmiller to McGowan to Spiker for her team high fourth kill. 17-14 Bearcats trying to go up two games to none here. Thursday night varsity action. And once again, Melissa Erickson has to make sure the rotation is right. Official says yes. Also, Haley Lombok will go back and serve it away. Had an ace earlier in this game. There's a good strong serve, but Flea Hardy keeps alive and it's dropped into the net. Trying to take something off the swing that time is Elway. Tap the fly in 18-14, Kearney High. Lombok in. It's a lot deep her. Johnson picks it up and goes straight up into the air as Markle and her both went for it. Three ball passed across there by Gravetti. Short set, middle Spiker to Rice. Nice set that time by McGowan. And put down by Lauren Spiker, her fifth. Arnie now takes a 19-14 lead, their largest, and timeout will be used here by Hastings, their second of the set. So we're here in set two, Hastings at home, and Daintree going down in two games to none. Kearney won the opener 25-19. They lead the second 19-14. This is last and break timeout on Classic Hits.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Along with our producer engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Guda here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, of the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPress.com. Varsity Volleyball on this Thursday. Kearney takes the first set from Hastings 25-19. They build a 19-14 lead in game two. Bailey Limbaugh going for three in a row out of the Hastings timeout. They're going to get their back left. Wangers attack, block right back down. They go to her again. Block the balls over the net out of bounds. Off of Kearney. That'll be a point for the Tigers. And DJ Elwanger hangs with it. That's her fourth kill. Back in the service for Hastings will be Katie Coyle. 3 points from the service line and set number one. See what she can do here. Serve right down the middle. To make the play is Wick, sent outside, cuts across there by Overmiller. Hastings jumps it across to the center. Right there is Wick, short set middle. An attack is wrapped up that time by the Tigers and Gravetti. Kearney picks it up, passes it across, now Gravetti on the attack. He's a double block. Nice work there from Jordan. Turns the defense into an offensive kill. It's 19-16. Hastings trying to get back into this one. Well served. Center left side, the attack is only wide open for Lauren Spiker, her fourth kill of this set, and her team high sixth of the match. Three of them are now to serve it away. Takes some time. Surveys the far side of the court, they're put by the Tigers. High set right side. Good communication that time by the Tigers. Something they hadn't done much of the block. And Kearney got up high set. And they were already coming back down by the time contact was made by Owen. Serving across here by Taylor Hendricks of Hastings. Here's McGowan with the big left handed swing. Hendricks with the big. Set outside. Here's Flea Herodic. And Kearney got it across. Kearney's able to return it. Out of bounds. Hastings was going to play it, and they looked at each other and went, oh my goodness, you're supposed to get it. Well, Hastings, it's a good thing Miller got it. It was out of bounds. And Hendricks with the serve. Good strong serve going low to pick it up for the Bearcats. It's over there, but they get it to the outside, and Wick will get the kill. Combination number four for Macy Wick. He maintains the lead 21-18. Here in game number two. Lauren Spiker to serve as you have to score off her serve. They got by Coyle. Hastings good high set to Flea Hardy and short kick. Has 13 kills to lead the team last Thursday in a sweep of the Cook. That is her 16. Elwanger has 5. 3 for Gravetti. Now Johnson and Romero will serve it across. Makes it at Spiker, pass a little bit off the mark. Running with it off of McGowan. Good high set on the outside. Flea Hardy. Was it blocked or was it in the net? And they're going to say that it was into the net and award the point to Kearney High. Hastings thought that they had won the point. And our officials doing the YMCA here to determine what happened. The ball was out of bounds. If it was touched, if that's how it was ruled, then it would be Hastings' point. If it wasn't, it's in the net. And the officials are not sure, so they'll have to come together here and discuss. This should be an easy call, whatever the other official has, if it happens. It happened right in front of him. going to say that Bonnie got a finger on it. So a point here for Hastings as the block went out of bounds and they cut it to 1 at 21-20. Jamie Johnson on the serve. Joined by the Bearcats, but the cross it on the down. Here's Lee Hardy again. Through the double block, somehow the down kept it alive. Left up there by Limbach and taking it across from the back row. Free ball here, Hastings. 7 minute, the attack blocked up front. Off the Franz and swing. It was blocked there by Wick for Carney High. And Lee Hardy tries to go angle. She can take it right down the middle, and it's going to sail wide. Point, Carney High. Bearcats 22. Hastings 20. Late in game number 2, Bearcats won the opener. Now it'll be Maggie McAllen to serve it. Lefty puts it right down the middle. To Hendrick, set high to the outside. Lee Hardy gets the swing. Can't pick up that time, getting under it, and using the old spatula is McDowell for Oberbaum. Hastings returns, trying to have to scramble to pass it over. They do with Moran. Free ball, Tigers. They'll slide it right side. The attack floats over. High frozen. Carney High will go off the net. Wait, I think saw the block hit for just a moment too late. Carney has both of their timeouts. But they're going to use one right here because Hastings has the ball and they're down one. Carney was up 5, 18-14. Hastings is on their way back. It's Carney 22, Hastings 21. Carney won the first set 25-19. We'll be back with more after this on the Nebraska Land National Bank Time. Classic Hits.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Thank you, back here at Hastings on Classic Hits. Update for just underway in the second half. UNK and Washburn, college football 7-7. Just underway, 90 seconds in through the third quarter. NFL action there at the 2-minute warning in the first half. Baltimore 10, Pittsburgh 3 on ESPN 1360. Served by Hastings. Attack return that time by Moran. Hastings has it tipped up front. Blocked by Carney High. Couldn't come away. Came right back to him. Willison Moran will handle it. Now it's in the middle attack. And it's just in the back out of time. Here's a tough one for Franzen. She was going to go front left in zone 4. And it was open. Just didn't quite get it over the net. 23-21 Carney. Big point there. And the Bearcats will serve. Down in the middle. And by Henrik to the outside. Over across that time by the Tigers and Markle. Carney has it, tapped across, returned on the block. Behind for the 10-foot line. Now goes backwards to the down. Sent across by Spiker. Tigers, everybody's up front. A little out of system right now. Carney's got a chance, but they just hit it over the net. The team exchanged the hand there here, right back where we were. A 1-point lead for Carney with Hastings serving 23-22. Carney's going to bring Bailey Sterling back in. Over middle. Out. Here's the senior Alexis Lee Hardy to serve it away. Trying to tie it up deep here in the second set. Lee Hardy serve. Strong and tied to serve strong. Matt Carney High commit, but it floated on her. It's deep. It's game point for the Bearcats. 24-22. It's time to get their timeouts. And it's facing Wick to serve it away. She'll float it down the left side. Picked up there by Franzen. Set right side, taken across by Merkel. Dig made the Bearcats. Bump set, 10-foot line, Sterling. Will slap it across. There's a chance for the Tigers. They get a Merkel again. It hits the tape, and it's saved back. Coming to one time, Williams. Shot up there with Merkel and Warwick. Might have actually been Warwick that got the ball. It was 24-23. Carney with all that diving on the floor. Just to stretch out, make sure that Taylor Moran is okay here. So she hit the floor awkwardly, and they're watching her kind of walk this off. The official mirror has time to do that. And she says she's ready. Branson to serve. It's still game point for Kearney. 24-23. Hastings on the serve. Served right down the left line. Picked up by Wick. Had to play it. It was in. Pulled across out of the back row by Willis. Hastings a chance to tie. Will go right side. Mark Willis.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings. Hastings and Kearney.
More high school football comes your way tomorrow night on Classic Hit and our network of stations. We'll tell you more about it in a moment. But right now, 24-24. And Franzen on the serve. It's out just barely. Kearney one of those, and they got to the back line, and they really bent down low, hoping they could sail long. And now Kearney will have their third game point. 24 Hannah Lindbach was shoved away at an ace earlier in the set. Hastings gets the ball back here. Across to Johnson, close to the net. Center gets it up to the outside. The attack is across that line by Elwanger. Marty Nye takes it left and puts it away with the freshman Bailey Strong, her first kill. And Kearney will win the second set by a score of 26-24. We will take a break and be back with the second set numbers right after this.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner in Hastings. Like this 2008 Buick LaCrosse CXL. It's brown in color with 61,000 miles. The cash price at Kirshner's, $12,475. Or how about a 2002 Dodge Intrepid SE? It's gold with new tires. The Kirshner's cash price, $3,475. Kirshner's Auto Corner at Colorado and South Street in Hastings and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Goodyear, driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients, I'll pray with my patients, I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner in Hastings. Like this 2008 Buick LaCrosse CXL. It's brown in color with 61,000 miles. The cash price at Kirshner's, $12,475. Or how about a 2002 Dodge Intrepid SE? It's gold with new tires. The Kirshner's cash price, $3,475. Kirshner's Auto Corner at Colorado and South Street in Hastings and at kirshnersautocorner.com.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties. We're back with Kearney Hastings Volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 in the third set. Hastings has just tied it at 1-1 on an Elizabeth Franzen block. We had a Molly Willis kill, so it's 1-1. Kearney High is up 2-1, 25-19, 26-24. 1-1 here in the third, and Hastings will serve it across. There's the tip by Kearney High. Pass back out of bounds and give the point to Taylor Moran. 6 kills for Spiker, 4 for Wicht, 3 for Willis and Moran. For Hastings, Flea Hardy has 7 kills, 5 for Elwanger. Spiker also has a couple of blocks here in this set, or this match, and back to serve it away, Macy Wicht. She has 7 points and 2 aces, but not there. That's going to be a service error, and we are tied 2-2. And back to serve it away will be Franzen for Hastings High. Kearney picks it up, dumps it across with the setter, McGowan, and McGowan will drop it in for her third kill. And Kearney is up by a score of 3-2. Willis now to serve it away. Rotating through early on here in game three. The Bearcats up 2-0. Serves into the back corner. Markle has it. They'll go away from her. Big swing by Elwanger. Blocked straight up into the air. Bearcats have it. Here's Spiker on the attack. Dug by Johnson of the Tigers. Outside Markle. The lefty will put it down and good. Third kill for Ray Markle. And it's 3-3 in the third with number three, Katie Coyle, coming in to serve. She has 4 points in the match. Warwick has 5 to lead the way. For Kearney, as we said, 7 for Wicht, 6 for Obermiller, 5 for Limbaugh. And the serve right down the middle, handled by Obermiller, set to the outside. Spiker comes near corner and puts it in. Very late call, but just double-checking that they are on the same page with the linesman. And Kearney High, 4-3. And back in to serve will be Haley Limbaugh. Limbaugh with the serve. Takes it back middle. Handled there by Jamie Johnson. Set outside. The attack is just off the back line from Elwanger. And Kearney High will get the first point on serve here of this third set. And they lead it by a score of 5-3. Serve down the middle. Picked up by Coyle. Short set right side. Dumped into the net by Hastings. The set was a little short. Gravetti tried to just tip it across, but it hit the tape. And down it goes. Kearney High up 6-3. Kearney Catholic up 2-1 on Adams Central. They did, the Patriots, win the third set tonight. Serve across, and it'll be rolled over by Elwanger. Kearney High picks it up, set in the middle again. Limbaugh gets it into the hands of Spiker. Spiker takes it off the middle block for the kill, and that will be her 8th unofficially. And now Kearney High has run off 4 in a row to take a 7-3 lead. Limbaugh and Spiker, a 1-2 combination here for Coach Erickson and the Bearcats. Serve across, there's a good set. Attack in the middle by Gravetti. Handled by the Bearcats. Short set middle. Spiker will tip it across. The dig is made by Warwick. Close to the net. It is set over by Elwanger. Kearney on a quick return, and another one for Spiker. 9 kills leading the way in this match for Spiker and the Bearcats, and now it's 8-3. looking for five in a row from that service line is the senior Haley Limbaugh. Takes it down the left side. The pass is off the mark from Fleaherty. But they are able to pick it up and return with Johnson. Free ball, Carney. The attack by Obermiller. Another great dig by Fleaherty. Set to the outside, and the attack is just off the back line from Elwanger. That had so much topspin on it, and it still couldn't get down in time. 9-3. And we'll see a substitution coming in here for Hastings. Bring Henricks back in. And Limbaugh with the serve. Ties up Johnson to the back row. Picked up by Coyle. Floated across by Henricks. Dig made by the Bearcats. They'll go Spiker again, and Spiker will put it down. She's red hot here in this set. 10-3 Bearcats. That's their largest lead at any point tonight. And now Coach Heppner just going to see how his team handles this. It's only their second match of the year. Serve goes into the net, so Hastings will get the ball back here. And it looks like Henricks will rotate back to serve it away. Give you some score updates here from other games of interest. Football, baseball. Stay with us here as McGowan takes the swing into the net. No block, four hits, point for Hastings. 10-5. And Henricks to serve it away. UNK Washburn. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. 7-7. Halftime in the NFL. Baltimore 10, Pittsburgh 3. As the serve is across the net, Carney High floats it back over with Obermiller. Dug out of the back row by Coyle. And the attack down and good by the Tigers. Fleaherty, that is going to be her eighth first of this set. And Hastings trying to get a rally going to their own here. There's three in a row to cut it to 10-6. And this one, knuckle down to the left-hand corner. Bearcats to Willis. The attack goes into the net. Boy, just when Carney looked like they had shaken that error bug, it snaps right up and bites them again here a couple of times. It's 10-7. And Hastings will take every single one of them. They're down two sets to none, and we're down seven right out of the gate here. Now it's three, and the pass is off the mark. Here's an ace serve for Taylor Heinrichs, her second of the match. And timeout, Carney High. Hastings didn't use one, but now that Carney has watched the Tigers go five in a row, they're going to call the timeout. So Carney had seven. Hastings has come right back with five straight. Carney is up two games to none, 25-19, 26-24, and they lead it 10-8 in the third set. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Caleb, are you there? And we are back. Out of the timeout. Ball hits the net for Hastings on the serve. Great job by Spiker to keep it out of there, but it's a free ball, and the Tigers terminate with Fleaherty. That is number nine. 10-9. So just what it looked like, Carney was ready to run away and sweep this thing up 10-3 in the third. That is six in a row by Hastings, and it's 10-9, and we're all brand new almost if they can get one more here from Henricks. And this one into the back corner, picked up by Willis. To the outside, McGowan on the left-hand swing. Johnson with the dig, perfect pass to the middle. Here comes Fleaherty again, and down it goes. Well, both teams have had some adrenaline running through them. Both teams on 7-0 runs after it was 3-3, and now it is 10-10. And the serve at 10-10. Back into the corner, Willis. Here's the short set, Limbaugh. Spiker on a quick. Nice up that time by Coyle. She was all by herself in the corner. Stays in the back row. Coyle will take it across, overpass Carney. Ball's in the net. And a net violation going to be called on Hastings. Or did they call back row attack? Because it got Coach Heppner off the bench wanting an explanation, and it looks like they're going to say in the net. So that's how the 7-0 run will end by Hastings. 11-10 Carney. And back to serve it away, Bree Obermiller. Strong serve, back right corner. They'll pick it up, get it to the right side, and Hastings will terminate with Gravetti. Her fourth kill, 11-11. And back to serve it away here for the Tigers. Looks like it will be Gravetti. And the serve. Float down the middle for an ace. Gravetti dropped it in front of the back line. Carney was playing pretty deep there in the middle. And that's the first service point of the night for Gravetti. And Hastings, who was down 10-3 moments ago, is now up 12-11. Score update, Kearney Catholic 25-15 over Adams Central in the fourth. They win it 3-1. Attack error, Bearcats. Point, Hastings, 13-11. The Tigers on a 10-1 run. When they could have just folded up shop down 10-3 in this third set. Serve across, stays in the back row. Passing is way off right now for the Bearcats. Hastings getting some good looks. This from off the net. Driven across there by Flea Hardy. Handled by the Bearcats. They'll go to McGowan. Off the block of Flea Hardy. Into the back row. Picked up by Henricks. They'll go middle. Slapped over by Franzen. Kearney will have to bump it across. Free ball again. Coyle gets it into the middle. Right side attack. Franzen down and good. And it's just like out of nowhere, here's Hastings. They started to show some signs of life late in the second set. They lost it, got punched in the mouth here to start the third set, down 10-3. Now all of a sudden they're up 14-11. Not only have they caught up, they've done it in such quick fashion. Kearney has to be a little stunned. McGowan tips it across, goes to the short wide side over the double block and finishes it. Maggie with her fourth kill, and Kearney will be on a side out, but they've got to get a point or two just to shake off the cobwebs right now. Spiker to serve. Deep middle, picked up there by Henricks. And it'll be tipped across. One arm save and served back over by Kearney's Molly Willis. Tip back over. Quick play again by Franzen as Kearney scrambling, but they will get it back. Free ball here. Franzen ends up setting it for Flea Hardy. It hit the tape. It went over. Overpass by the Bearcats. Tigers going to go again to Flea Hardy, but she put it in the net. Point Kearney high. The double block was waiting for her with Willis and McGowan. Point Bearcats, and Lauren Spiker scores her first point of the night from the service line. And across it goes. Here's the slide. They're going to try again. Franzen drives it across. Overpass, free ball. This time it's slapped over by the center, Warwick, but Kearney's able to pick it up. McGowan with a left-hand swing, dug out by Johnson, stays in the back row. Coyle will take it off the block. Spiker with the dig. And bumped across. Here's a free ball for Hastings. Got to do something with this one. And it's a standing spike by Flea Hardy. Out of bounds, but was it tipped? The official said it was out. Kearney made a play on the ball, but it doesn't look like it was tipped. It was out of bounds. And Hastings not pleased with it. And you can hear the crowd. And it is 14-14. So a break for the Bearcats, maybe. Hastings, let's see if they can bounce back. They've done it already a couple of times. As the ball's in play, back over to Hastings. Wart sets middle, taken across by Franzen. Kearney will dump it across with McGowan. Ties him up, trouble in the back row. Hastings has got it and will pass it across. Free ball here for the Bearcats. Set by Limbox, a short one. Tapped across by Willis. Hastings gets it out to Flea Hardy. It hit the net and went over. Flea Hardy almost single-handedly from the attack stage, bringing the Tigers back in this one. 4 in the game, 11 in the match now. And it is Hastings volleyball. Hastings 15, Kearney 14. Kearney has won the first two sets, and the serve is across by Madeline Warwick. Kearney gets it outside. Big swing off the block again by McGowan. Kearney will wait for it to come back. Flea Hardy, though, into the net. Hastings was a little out of system there. That pass was not very high. The set wasn't very high. Flea Hardy didn't really have much of a chance there. And over to Kearney High to serve it away. And it's Maggie McGowan, 15-15, third set. Kearney's up 2-0 in our Tri-Cities duel tonight on KKPR-FM. Kearney Hastings Grand Island taken across by Markle of the Tigers. Returned quickly by Moran. Here's Hastings in the back row. Johnson will have to loft it across. Kearney misplayed it. And they are just going to have to bump it back across. Free ball here. Warwick with the set. High set, right side. Markle off the tip. Dug out by Moran right in the middle of the floor. McGowan with a bump set. Back row spiker and into the net. Hastings 16, Kearney 15. High school volleyball on Classic Hits. We go to the fourth quarter at Foster Field. Conditions are not nice for scoring. 7-7, UNK trying to squeak one out against Washburn. Fleahardy with the serve. Moran with the attack, and it's going to go off the side and out of bounds. Moran with the kill, took an angle there, and Henricks couldn't quite put it back on the floor. Moran with her fourth kill, 16-16. Macy Wick to serve for the Bearcats. And Wick with the serve to Johnson. Close to the net. Setter could do nothing but put it across. It's a free ball, and Kearney missed it. Free ball right above the net, and a standing spike went long and a break for Hastings. They misplayed the serve and ended up getting the point anyway. And here's Franzen to serve it away, leading it 17-16. McGowan runs it down, gets it to Obermiller, rolls across the standing spike. Outside attack, back in that front row is Elwanger. Kearney able to handle it. Moran will tip it over right at Elwanger. They'll set it to the outside. Markle, she'll tip it over. Moran with the dig. Dumped over by McGowan, the setter. Into the back row, and that's where it's going to stay for Hastings. Markle takes a swing at it, and it works. Ray Markle with her fourth kill, 18-16, Hastings. Remember, Kearney has already used a timeout. Hastings still has both of theirs, even after being down 10-3 in this set. Franzen to serve again, trying to get him to a fourth set. Across to Obermiller. Set middle. Here's the tap, Moran, and they had the opening in the four slot. She'll drop it just over the net. And Taylor with her fifth kill. Kearney side out. And that means Molly Willis will go back and serve it away. Willis with the serve. Right down the middle, Johnson, but it pops straight up in the air, stays in the back row. They'll have to take it across from the back row and can't do it. Attack error. Hastings, 18 all. And Willis gets her first point from the service line since the opening set. Second serve here for Willis. This one a little bit deeper. Far right corner. Handled there up front. The attack is blocked. That's our first ace block in a while. Big swing, Elwanger. And it's Lauren Spiker with her third ace block of the match. She had two back in the first set. And Kearney has clawed their way back in the lead. They were down 14-11. They're up 19-18. And Willis with the serve at Johnson. Picked up Warwick. Back row punched across there by Fleahardy. And returned deep out of bounds. Kearney tried to send it over quickly on a second hit. And sent it long. 19-19. Katie Coyle to serve. Again, Kearney won the first two sets 25-19, 26-24. So Hastings needs this to extend the match. Coyle cuts it across, overpass, free ball, tipped down, Hastings. Elwanger with her first kill of this set, sixth of the match. Hastings 20, Kearney 19. And Coyle to serve. Slaps that one right down the middle. McGowan sends it a little too far. It's just tipped into the block by Spiker, right back to Kearney. Moran on the attack. It's blocked up front. Getting the block is going to be Gravetti teaming up with Elwanger, 21-19 Hastings. Kearney has one timeout remaining. Coach Erickson hoping that they can get the ball back here so she doesn't have to burn it. And across it comes at Willis. Set right side. Moran took something off it and dropped it on the 10-foot line. Taylor now with four of her six kills in this third set. And Kearney with the side out. Here's Haley Limbach. She's the one that got Kearney the big 10-3 lead from that service line with seven straight points. Serve across. Here's the set. Warwick, right side on the slide. Gravetti, it's deep. They want a tip, and they'll say there is a tip. The linesman is the one that's going to stand up and say there was a tip, and now Kearney doesn't like it. And Gravetti with her fifth kill, again, huge point. It would have been tied. Instead, Hastings is up 22-20, and I think they're going to use their final timeout here for the Bearcats. So Kearney's up 2-0, but Hastings leads the third set 22-20. This timeout is brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Goodyear,
driven by those who use the world as their proving ground. And everything we've learned making these tires inspires what we roll into yours. Goodyear, more driven.
And now through July 31st, get up to $80 by mail-in rebate when you purchase a set of four select Goodyear tires. Double your rebate up to $160 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card.
Come see us at Graham Tire for a better tire and service experience. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
And welcome back again. A big thank you to Tracy Douglas, the athletic director here at Hastings, and all the fine sponsors. We are back at Hastings High. The Tigers trying to stay alive in this third set. Kearney won the first two, 25-19, 26-24. Hastings is serving up 22-20 here in the third set. And looks like Henricks is in to serve. Right down the middle it goes to Wick, set up in the middle for Spiker. It hit the tape. Hastings is able to return it. Here's Limbaugh back to Spiker. She tips it into the block of Gravetti, and it goes out of bounds. Point, Kearney. Spiker with her 11th kill. Bearcats down one late in set three. And Bree Obermiller now to serve it away. Needing this point to tie it. Across it comes to Henricks. The set by Warwick all the way to the other end. Fleaharty into the block right back at her. Kearney High now scrambling to return it. And they do. Free ball here for Hastings. Slide it. Gravetti on the right side, but sailed it deep and out of bounds. And we are tied at 22. Obermiller to serve, trying to get Kearney the lead. Remember, Hastings has both their timeouts. 22 all. Obermiller's serve. Right down the middle of Johnson. Warwick sets outside. Here's Fleaharty into the double block, and it's out of bounds. Point Hastings. It spun on the net but fell out, and that is kill number 12 for Alexis Fleaharty. 23-22 Hastings, and serving it away will be Gravetti. Jordan takes the run at it, floats this one across, very short, and ace. Ace serve for Jordan Gravetti, her second of this set, and it is game point, Hastings Tigers, 24-22. Gravetti with the whistle blowing and ready to go. Same spot, this time it's picked up by Obermiller. Limbaugh had to run it down, attack error, Kearney, that's the end of the set. Into the net it goes, and Hastings is able to take the third set here, 25-22. So Kearney is up 2-1, but Hastings has grabbed the momentum here. We'll look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Maybe stronger serving from Hastings in game three helped them out here. They won the battle in ace service for the first time tonight. In the third set for Kearney, I had Molly Willis with two service points and a kill. Lauren Spiker, a service point, an ace block, five kills. Haley Limbach had seven service points. Maggie McGowan, two kills. Bree Obermiller, a service point. Taylor Moran, four kills. 12 kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Kearney. For Hastings, Katie Coyle, two service points. Elizabeth Franz at a service point, an ace block, and a kill. Taylor Henricks had four service points, make it five. One of them was an ace. Jordan Gravetti, five service points. Two of them were aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Big set there for Jordan. Alexis Fleaharty had five kills in the set. Lakeisha Elwanger had one kill, and Ray Markle had two. 11 kills, two ace blocks, three ace serves, the best set for Hastings. Thus, they win it, 25-22. We'll be back with the fourth set from the Nebraska-Land National Bank broadcast booth. Doug Duda here at Hastings High on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And we're on to the fourth set here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school volleyball action on this Thursday night. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry back at the studios. Kearney will serve it away. They're up 2-1. And the first serve by Maggie McGowan will be an ace. And Kearney will take the first point. Kearney won the first two sets. Hastings wins set number three, 25-22. McGowan serve. Again, Kearney was up 10-3 in the third. Let it get away. Fleahardy on the attack. Off the block, dug out in the back row by Spiker. Right side, Moran, and Moran drives it over. Good one-arm get on the second hit that time by the libero, Johnson, but then it's passed back out of bounds. So Hastings hustled after it, but lost where they were, and it went wide, 2-0. McGowan with the serve, trying to get Kearney out to a good lead again. This one is down the middle to Taylor Hendricks. Set outside, Fleahardy for the 10-foot line, and that's a beauty. Fleahardy, unofficially, that's her 13th kill to lead all players in the match. 6 for Elwanger, 5 for Gravetti, 4 for Markle, 3 for Franzen. And it is Hastings to serve it away on the board, down 2-1. Quick to the middle, the attack blocked. Another block up front. This time we'll give it to Franzen. Elizabeth with her second. That's 4 total ace blocks for Hastings, and it's 2-2. And it is Warwick at the service line. The center for Hastings knuckles it right down the middle. Passes a little bit off the mark. Kearney lucky to just get it back over. Free ball here, Tigers. They'll set to the outside. Markle, she'll take it off the block for the kill. Fifth kill for Ray. Hastings 3 in a row and a 3-2 lead. For Kearney, Lauren Spiker leads the way with 11 kills, 6 for Taylor Moran, 4 for Wick and McGowan unofficially. Spiker also has 3 ace blocks. Again, Kearney problems on the pass. Warwick sets outside. Fleahardy sets it to the back row. Sterling with the dig. Here is the set, McGowan. Right side, Moran. Overpassed right back by Hastings. And on the line, Moran let it go, and it fell on the line. Warwick made the dig, it looked like, and it floated across and landed on the line. A big break there for Hastings and a 4-2 lead. We'll have a second here, run down some other scores from triangular action tonight. As the serve is across, McGowan sets it. Here's Moran, comes near side kill. Taylor with her seventh, side out. Kearney high. BDS beat College View Academy tonight. Bertrand over Elwood 3-0. Burwell beat Fullerton and Neely Oakdale. Centura and Ord both beat Wood River tonight. Donovan Trumbull wins over Harvard and Palmer in straight sets. And Kearney High serves it out of bounds. Exeter Milligan beat McCool Junction in straight sets. Hampton knocked off Giltner in a big match tonight. 2-1, 28-26 in the third between Hampton and Giltner. As the pass is across to Hastings High, they'll get it to the outside for Elwanger. Her attack is dug out by the Bearcats and tapped over by Moran. A one-time return that time by Franzen. Kearney's able to pick it up, and they'll have to pass it over again. Free ball here. Warwick sets middle. Attack by Franzen. Off the tip, dug out by Spiker and set across there by McGowan. Hastings is able to pick it up. Good long rally going here. Another attack by Elwanger. Kearney gets it over to Sterling. She's blocked at the net. Dug out right above the net. Adjusted. It's won by Kearney. Sterling will get credit for her second kill. So third-ranked Hampton beats second-ranked Giltner tonight. That's according to the D2 rankings. And now, again, we have a point overturned in the match. And it'll go to Hastings, 6-3. And on the serve is Fleaharty. Returned right back by the Bearcats. Set to the outside to Markle. Left-hander takes it across. Kearney can't get to it. McGowan ran around her own teammate. By that time, it was too late. And Markle will get the kill. And Kearney is going to call timeout. Hastings came back from 10-3 down in the third to win it 25-22. That forces a fourth set. Now Hastings is up 7-3 in the fourth. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Nebraska Land National Bank, take time out to find out what they can do for you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the Texas Anderson brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Doug Duda, our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, back with you here. High school Thursday night volleyball, and a miss hit out of the timeout on the serve by Fleaharty. And the ball will come back over to Kearney High. It is Hastings 7, Kearney 4 in the fourth set. Kearney is up 2-1. Remember, they had to eke out a 26-24 win in the second set. Serve is across to Elwanger to the outside. Marco will have to lob that one across. Bearcats get it to the freshman and Bailey Sterling, and Sterling's going to get the kill. That's her second kill of the set. She had only one all night coming into this set. And serving it away is Macy Wick. She had a strong first two games at the service line. Excuse me, that is Molly Wills, and she is going to serve that one out of bounds. So got one, but not the second one. 8-5, Hastings with the lead. And back to serve it away, Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen with the serve. Picked up by Wick. Bump set to the outside. Spiker rolls it off the double block and gets her match high 12th kill for the Kearney Bearcats, 8-6. And checking in to serve, Haley Limbach. College football tonight, 5:45 to go second quarter. BYU 23-0 over Houston. In the NFL, Baltimore 10, Pittsburgh 6, 7.5 to go third quarter. Again, that's on ESPN 1550. And 14-60. Big swing that time by Elwanger and overpassed right back at her by Wick. So they'll come to the middle, and Gravetti will finish it off with her sixth kill for the Tigers. 9-6. In Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals try to stay atop the American League Central. They go to the bottom of the sixth. Red Sox 4, Royals 2. Washburn has just kicked a field goal here in the fourth quarter to take a 10-7 lead over the UNK Lopers midway through the fourth. And here is another point for Gravetti. Right at the net, won the joust. Kearney put it into their own net, trying to dig it out. And Jordan with her seventh kill. 10-6, 34-yard field goal, 8:14 to go in the game. Washburn up 10-7. Here it's 10-7 as well because the serve from Katie Coyle goes into the net. And a side out for Kearney High. And the serve is out of bounds. So Sterling stayed in to serve and put a little too much on that. We've had more service errors here early in game four than we've had in most of the sets combined tonight. That is the third service error for Hastings, or for Kearney, two for Hastings. And Hendricks will get this one in play. Picked up by Willis. Attack block, ace block. And who is it this time? Jordan Gravetti. She has really stepped up here after they fell behind in game three. And her team is playing well. Hendricks tries to send that floater across, and the cloud comes over, picked up and passed over by Limbach. Here's the slide by Gravetti, and it's going to work. Back middle, wide open. Three kills, an ace block in this set for Gravetti, and Kearney High is going to use their final timeout. This is the biggest lead Hastings has had at any point this evening. Kearney's still up 2-1, but But Hastings leading in the fourth, 13-7. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln, Burke.
It's another Hastings-Kearney battle in high school volleyball tonight here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you along with us. We'll be back to the volleyball courts next week. High school football action coming your way tomorrow. Kennesaw Overton is here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Lakeview on ESPN 1460. Donovan Trumbull Hershey will be on the breeze. We'll also have Hastings-Sydney, ESPN 1550. As we're back to action here, and the attack is deep by McGowan of Kearney, and Hastings has doubled up the Bearcats 14-7 with Henricks still at the service line. Across it comes. Kearney will tip it in the middle. Nice pickup by Johnson on the tip by Spiker. Attack outside blocked, and this time it's an ace block teaming up McGowan and Spiker. That's the fourth ace block for Spiker. Side out here for Kearney. And Lauren will now go back and serve it away. Facing their biggest deficit of the night is Kearney High. Coming off that 9-15 season, trying to get something going here. Again, Flea Hardy is blocked. The ball sails above the net. Shoved across by Willis. Another good dig by the Tigers. So Willis one more swing. Coyle will dig it up. Set outside Flea Hardy. Off the net, down and good. Strong point there for Hastings, keeping it alive at the net until Flea Hardy could get a good swing on it. That is her 14th kill unofficially, 15-8. In favor of Hastings, and a strong serve gets Kearney running off the floor for it. They'll get it back, but it lands right on the 10-foot line. Free ball here. Flea Hardy taps it into the double block, joust at the net, still being jousted, and it's popped over to the Bearcats. They'll set it up and take it across with Wick. Hastings slide right side, try to get into the hands of Franz and blocked up front, and a quick swing by Flea Hardy into the net. The block was Molly Willis, and Hastings trying to go with a one-timer and put it into their own net. Volleyball has picked up here, not near as many errors lately, especially from the Tigers, and that's why they're winning 15-9 in this fourth set. And back to serve it away, Maggie McGowan. For the Bearcats, line drive, ace serve. Maggie McGowan with her second ace serve, and they're both here in this game, 15-10. Kearney High and Hastings here on Classic Hits, 98.9. And the serve across, pass back into the net. Good job by Wark to dig it out of the net. Free ball above the net and put away, but was it out? Kearney missed the free ball above the net. Give credit to Jamie Johnson, the libero, just for even getting it back over the net, and then Kearney missed it. And that is a unforced error again by the Bearcats. Had the whole court that time and unable to finish it, and a service error by Hastings gives them the ball right back. 25-19, 26-24. Kearney won the first two sets. They were up 10-3 in the third. Hastings battled back, scored seven in a row, took a 14-11 lead, and won it 25-22. Hastings now on serve receive, sends it back across for the point. Elizabeth Franzen, all she did was set it back across, and Kearney couldn't pick it up cleanly. And it's 17-11. It looks like we're going to be headed to a fifth and deciding set. These teams like doing that as the serve is across. And here's the outside attack by the freshman Sterling. Dug out back row by Flea Hardy. Set outside. It'll be tipped across there by Elwanger. Kearney now with the volleyball. They'll go middle. Attack by Willis. Picked up close to the net. Good set work. Here is the junior Ray Markle. She's blocked and in the net. A lift will be called off the block on Hastings. Point Kearney High. Good block up front. Moran and Markle were up there. or excuse me, Moran and Sterling were up there. Give Moran credit for that one. Kearney serves. Trouble again for Hastings. Free ball swatted across by Spiker. Hastings keeps it up. They'll dump it across. And on the line for the point, Elwanger. She wasn't even sure if it stayed in or not. Kearney didn't like the call. Now they overrule it. They overrule it and give the point to Kearney. Well, now what are they doing? They signaled that it was out of bounds, and now Hastings has the ball. So 18-12. I apologize. I'm going with what the official told us. And it's going to be an ace serve to go along with that. As the ball is returned into the net, Elizabeth Franzen with her first ace. And now the officials have to get together again. I think the last point was supposed to be Kearney's. That was the indication, and then they just went ahead and had Hastings serve it. So it's either 19-12 or 17-13, and we replay a point here. And now they'll call the lines judge in. This is unfortunate. We've had an above-average number of these tonight. Kearney's volleyball team won just 7 matches last year, and last year with Hastings it went 5 sets. The year before it went 5 sets. They're used to doing it. And it looks like the point will be awarded to Hastings, and we're going to go ahead and play on. So Hastings 19-12. And at the service line is Franzen and another ace. Kearney has lost their focus, and they've used both of their timeouts already. And how many times do you see it, especially in the sport of volleyball? Even if you're down big, if you can just make that one rally, sometimes that's all it takes. And that's what's happened here tonight. Hastings, they were all but dead in the third set. Serve across. Still fighting in there is Lauren Spiker, and she'll get her 13th kill. But again, if you're just joining us, Kearney was able to hold on and win the second set 26-24. So they were up 2-0, jumped out to a 10-3 lead. And then Hastings got 7 straight to tie it. Took a 14-11 lead. Kearney battled back and forth. We're ahead 19-18, Kearney, and that was the last time Hastings won it. And now they're cruising in the fourth set. And another kill for Ray Markle. 3 in the set, 7 of the match. 21-13 Hastings in the fourth. And into the ball game will be Katie Coyle. And the serve. Coyle fires it across. Kearney handles it in the back middle. Set it to the outside. It's going to be McGowan, and she hit it wide. Point Hastings. And now if you're Kearney, you just want to get a couple of good swings, a couple of good points here, because you need some kind of positive reinforcement going into the fifth set. You're not going to win the fourth one unless something real crazy happens, but you got to be able to focus because you're not out of it. And again, they pass it across and it's out of bounds. Those are the errors Kearney is making right now. They're not big swings. They're not blocks out of bounds. They're not aggressive serves that are just missing. They're passes, simple, uncontested passes, which will drive the coaches crazy. And they have to rectify that situation here very quickly. Katie Coyle serves it out of bounds. 23-14 Hastings. Kearney with the side out. And Bree Obermiller to serve it away. And into the net it goes. It'll be game point for Hastings. 24-14. And Taylor Henricks will check in to send us to a fifth set here at Hastings High School. KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. And the serve by Henricks. Right into the middle to Willis. Close to the net. Dumped across Limbaugh. Right back at him. A one-arm save Spiker, but it went out of bounds. And a point for Hastings, and they will win the fourth set by a score of 25-14 as Henricks picks up her 11th service point of the night. It was Jordan Gravetti, it looked like, that picked up the point at the net. And so Kearney wins the first two sets. Hastings wins the next two sets. We're headed to a fifth and deciding set, and we'll give you some numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clear.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Let's run down the fourth set stats unofficially here for Kearney. Here's what we had. Lauren Spiker, an ace block, two kills. Maggie McGowan, three service points, two of them aces. Taylor Moran, an ace block and a kill, and Bailey Sterling had two kills. Kearney simply never got a chance to serve the volleyball, pick up any kind of a run there. Five kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves, all the Bearcats can get in the fourth set. For Hastings, Katie Coyle had two service points. Elizabeth Franzen, two ace serves, an ace block and a kill. Taylor Henricks, three service points. Jordan Gravetti had an ace block and four kills. Alexis Fleehardy had two service points and just a couple of kills that game. Madeline Warwick, three service points and a kill. And Ray Markle, three kills. 11 kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves. And Hastings cruises in the fourth set, 25-24. So Kearney won the first two, 25-19, 26-24. Hastings, 25-22, 25-14. We played a 15 in the fifth set, which comes your way next.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And it's on to the fifth and final set here at Hastings. Let's give you some scores from other things that are going on. They're down to the final minute at Foster Field. Washburn leading UNK by a score of 10-7. And there's only 38 seconds left as it looks like the Lopers have gotten the ball back. In the NFL, Baltimore 17, Pittsburgh 6, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. In the NCAA, BYU 23-3 over Houston, 2 minutes to go before the half. And in Major League Baseball, it is Boston 4, Kansas City 3 in the top of the seventh inning. We're ready to go here in the fifth and final set. Kearney High has won the toss. They'll serve the pass into the net. Looked like Hastings hit the bottom of the net trying to dig it out, but the play will continue. So the attack by Taylor Moran, and it's returned by Fleehardy. Overpass right back to Sterling in the back row. Johnson's got it. Hastings slides it right side, tips it over the double block. Another great dig by Sterling, and Kearney will have to pass it across. Hastings in control of the point, though. Big, high set. Fleehardy takes it over the block. Another dig by Sterling. Can they get it back? No. Kill number 15 for Alexis Fleehardy. And that has her at 15-9 for Gravetti, 7 for Markle. Gravetti, 3 ace blocks. Franzen, 2 ace blocks. Kearney's led by Spiker with 13-7 for Moran. And the first point goes to Hastings, 1-0, serve is across. Kearney goes to Moran, rolls it off the left wing, right at Fleehardy. Good one-arm save that time by Franzen and set across. Free ball here for the Bearcats. They'll set to the outside, standing spike by Wick, and it finds the line. Macy Wick with her first kill since the second set. It's 1-1. And now she'll serve it away. Wick lines it right down the middle. Picked up there by Henricks. It goes into the net. Some miscommunications. I guess we'll put that down as an ace serve, even though Henricks' pass wasn't all that bad. And Wick will have her third ace. 2-1 Kearney. Serve across. Here is the set by Warwick to the outside. Markle blocked up front by Moran. Hastings makes the dig. Close to the net, has to be set across by Fleehardy. Kearney has it. McGowan sets middle on a quick. It's rolled over by Willis. Trouble for Hastings, but they're able to pass it back across. Free ball here again. McGowan another quick, and this time it's down and good for Willis. That's the fourth kill for Molly. Kearney up 3-1. And Wicked on the service line. Again, only going to 15, so you can't afford to get behind too much early, as Hastings did earlier tonight. And they will not fall behind early as they get a nice middle kill from Elizabeth Franzen. That's her fifth. Side out. Don't forget at the end of the set, which will bring us to the end of the match, it's the post-game show here on Classic Hits, brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We'll have a final stats and hopefully a quick word with both of the coaches as Kearney high on serve receive gets it to Sterling. Sterling into the net. Tied at three. Lee Hardy is back there serving it away. They have not scored much on her serve. That's just the fourth time tonight. But how about a fifth one if they can get the ace? Good hustle, though, by Kearney. Willis runs it down. It's passed across. Tigers go to the outside. Elwanger brings it across. Dig by Wick. Dumped across there by McGowan. Finds the corner. Nice play by the Kearney setter, Maggie McGowan. Her fifth kill. Kearney 4, Hastings 3. The Tigers battling back from 2-0 down. And the serve by Molly Willis. Down the middle, Johnson, the libero. Set to the right side. Markle takes it across. Dig by McGowan. Moran will try and set it for Sterling, and she sends it deep. Again, played it off that back foot, and that's usually what's going to sail on you. 4-4, fifth set. Bree Obermiller in, and Bailey Sterling will check out. Obermiller gets into the back row for defensive purposes. And for Hastings, it will be Elizabeth Franzen to serve. Had a couple aces last set. This one will be handled by Wick. Set to the outside. Spiker through the double block. Down and good. 14 kills for Lauren Spiker. Spiker for the Bearcats. Flea Hardy for Hastings have been leading the way. 5-4 Kearney. Haley Limbach in to serve. She was strong until her second time around in the third set. We haven't heard from her since out of this rotation. And not a good handle there by Hastings, so a free ball comes across. Now Limbaugh will have to tap it across as the pass is a little deep. So Hastings with a chance to play here, and we have got a whistle for a back row attack on Kearney, trying to tip the ball over, and the setter for Kearney High, Maggie McGowan, trying to explain or discuss things with the head referee. That's usually where you run into problems. The setter doesn't have any choice if a pass gets too close, but you can't tip it over in the back row, and Katie Coyle will serve, and out of bounds it goes. So it didn't matter. Each team gets another point up, and that makes it 6-5, Kearney High. And the serve away for the Bearcats. Good strong one by Obermiller. Set up into the middle, and it's going to be blocked by Kearney High off the swing of Gravetti, and the ace block goes to Lauren Spiker. I'll have her down for 5 ace blocks to go with her 14 kills. She's really had a solid night tonight for the Bearcats. And the serve by Obermiller. Strong right on that back line. Picked up Hastings. They've got to dink it across there with Elwanger. From the middle, will be tapped across by the Bearcats and Spiker. Here's the set again. Elwanger drops it across. Wick runs it down. Bumped right back up to her. She's blocked up at the net that time, and a joust will be won by Kearney. Good block up there by Warwick, but it went right down to Spiker, who tips it down for her 15th kill. Kearney with 3 in a row, and they've got an 8-5 lead. And we're going to have a timeout call here by Coach Dave Heppner. So Hastings was down 2-0. They battle back to force a fifth, but now they trail 8-5 at home in the fifth set. And this timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. We'll be right back.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Well, a gut-wrenching loss tonight for the UNK football team. The weather, obviously, a factor. Washburn gets a field goal midway through the fourth quarter. Washburn 10, UNK 7, a final from Foster Field. Here we're in the fifth set, and Kearney High out of the Hastings timeout will get an ace serve from Bree Obermiller. That will be her second, and that gives Kearney four in a row, 9-5. The Bearcats have the lead. Serve a little deeper. Johnson pops it up. Run down by Gravetti, and then take it across to the standing spike. Kearney overplays it. Free ball. Gravetti up, and Gravetti down. 10th kill for Jordan. And a much-needed point there for the Tigers. Trailing 9-6 in the fifth. Taylor Henricks to serve it away. Fifth and final set. A late night of volleyball here from Hastings. Serve is across, picked up by Willis of the Bearcats. Spiker taps it into the block, comes right back at her. Limbaugh sets it, punched over by Wick. Here is the set by Warwick of the outside attack. Flea Hardy down and good. Wide open back line. And Alexis with 16 kills unofficially. Henricks now with a dozen points from the service line tonight. A couple of those are aces. And this one drops into the middle of Obermiller. Good pass that time. They go with the quick. It'll be tipped across, though, by Spiker. Some miscommunication. And now is returned quickly. Spiker hits the net, and it fell over. A break for Kearney. Lauren Spiker gets her 16th kill. She and Flea Hardy tied for the match high honors. 10-7 Bearcats. Fifth set. And it's Spiker to serve. Safely down the middle to Coyle. Set outside. Flea Hardy through the double block. Down and good. Hastings, a lot of emotion on their side of the net. Down two in the fifth. 10-8. Gravetti to serve it away. Gravetti takes a little extra time. Runs towards the line and mishit it. I think that's the first one she may have missed, at least like that tonight. And in the net it goes, so the service error, the second here of this fifth set on Hastings. 11-8, Kearney, and it's Maggie McGowan to serve. The left-hander sends it right down the middle to Henricks. Set to the right side, tapped off the net and across by Franzen. Kearney picks it up, free ball above the net, and an easy put away for Flea Hardy. Get her to 18 kills in the match. 11-9. It was tied at 5. The Bearcats scored 4 in a row. And now Hastings trying to crawl back. Here is the setter, Madeline Warwick. Hastings needs a point here. McGowan will set it to the outside. Moran taps it over the double block. Good hustle. Warwick got it back across. On a one-timer, it's dumped over by McGowan. Flea Hardy saves it. Hastings will go to the outside. And Markle rolls it off the block. Popped up by Wick. Back to her, and Macy takes it across with a good dig. Tigers go outside. Flea Hardy runs after it and puts it away. That's 5 kills in the fifth set alone for Flea Hardy, and it's a one-point game, 10-9. Kearney's got both their timeouts, but they're not using one yet. Warwick with the serve to tie it deep into game 5. McGowan sets it right side. Ace block. Oh, no, Kearney dug it out of their own net. Great dig out of the net, Moran. Here's the set middle. Hastings tips it across with Franzen. Still alive. McGowan back set to the outside. Moran off the block and gets the kill. Taylor Moran, after an outstanding job of digging it out of their own net, gets a very important point. 12-10 Kearney. And it's Macy Wick to serve it away. Picked up by Henricks, set outside. Rolled over by Markle. Off the block, Moran has to punch it over. Free ball, but Hastings is scrambling. They'll go Markle on the outside, blocked up front. They let the play go. Hastings punches it back across. McGowan sets again. Here's Obermiller on the attack. Dig by Henricks, stays in the back row. From 15 feet away, it is taken across, but wide by Flea Hardy. And it's 13-10 Kearney, and Hastings will use their final timeout. Brought to you tonight by Nebraska Land National Bank. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. Fifth set, Kearney 13, Hastings 10.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine folks here at Hastings High for their hospitality. Can they pull it out? In the fifth set, Kearney has a 13-10 lead and is serving with Molly Willis. Or is it Macy Wick? Let me double check here again. It is Wick to serve it across. Outside attack, Marco blocked. Moran teaming up with Willis. And it is match point for Kearney, 14-10. Macy Wick to serve it away, already has an ace in this set. Floats it down the middle, Hendricks has it, good pass. Warwick sets to the outside, it's close to the net, punched across. Kearney struggles to get it out of that back row, standing spike, Obermiller. Johnson gets it to the front row, middle attack, pushed into the corner by Franz and picked up by Kearney. Overpass, free ball above the net, and it's put down by Markle. And Hastings stays alive, 14-11. Hastings now needs the next three. Off the serve of their senior leader tonight, Alexis Fleaharty, but that puts her in the back row. Match point number two for Kearney. Down the line, out of bounds. The serve just missed on the Hastings, on the opposite side of the bench, and that's how things will end here tonight. So it looked like Kearney was going to get the sweep when they were up 10-3 in the third. Give Hastings credit. They played much better volleyball after that, but they had dug themselves too much of a hole. Kearney got a little mini run here at the start of the fifth, and it was enough to hang on 15-11 in the fifth set. Kearney wins at 25-19, 26-24, 22-25, 14-25, and 15-11. The Bearcats are now 2-2 on the season, while Hastings is 1-1. Coming up, we will be back with the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
And welcome back to PlatteRiverPrep.com and Classic Hit 99 coverage of high school volleyball. It's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Five-set victory for Kearney High tonight, and the Bearcats and Hastings we'll have different paths here. Again, Hastings, just three matches in the first three Thursdays of the season. They're off again until they play Holdridge on the road next Thursday. And Holdridge fell last Thursday to Kearney 15-13 in the fifth. And then Hastings heads to the Central City Tournament on Saturday the 20th. They're back home on the 23rd for a triangular with Crete and a McCook team that they've already beaten. So they're playing McCook twice in the first month of the season. And then they'll get really tested over at the Northwest Invitational. For Kearney High, their next action will be right away tomorrow. They head to Millard North, seeing some of the Metro teams on Friday and Saturday. The numbers that I had in the fifth set of tonight's match for Hastings High, the Tigers, I had Elizabeth Franzen with one kill. Taylor Hendricks had a service point. Jordan Gravetti had one kill. Alexis Fleaharty had a service point and five kills. Madeline Warwick had a service point. and Ray Markle had one kill. Eight kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Kearney High in the fifth set. I had Macy Wick with three service points. One was an ace. She also had one kill in that portion of the match. Molly Willis had a kill. Lauren Spiker had an ace block and three kills in the match. Then we move on down to Maggie McGowan. She had one kill. Bree Obermiller, three service points. One was an ace. Taylor Moran, an ace block and two kills. Eight kills, two ace blocks, and two ace serves for Kearney High. And they win that fifth set by a score of 15-11. As we continue on with the post-game show, we're joined first off tonight by Hastings coach Dave Heppner. And coach... got off to a slow start tonight, but once the switch turned, you played so much better. A lot of errors both teams early on, but when you got down 10-3, the girls in the third set could have packed it in. That's where I want to start. It's nice to get a rally of your own right there. What turned things around besides limiting those mistakes?
I think all night we struggled with our aggressiveness as hitters, trying to do too much or maybe too little or not make the mistake. And then we talked about that at the first, second set, not playing our game, you know, being very timid, I guess you could say, not taking anything away from Kearney. They played great. But you could see in the third set, we were hitting, we were swinging, we weren't tipping, and we weren't trying to be cute with the ball. I think we really started to get after it and take the big swing. And then once you take a big swing, the other team's on their heels a little bit more, and they have to play a little out of system. The more they're out of system, the better chance you have to be in system. It's not really rocket science, but but it is what it is, you know. And like I say, you know, it can be emotions. You can put it on anything you want, but you got to be ready to play from the start. And I think Kearney was, and I don't think we really played our game early, and that kind of hurt us, obviously, in the end. And so take my hat off to them.
And it's still only the second match of the season.
Correct.
For you guys. You are a little slower, as we said, the first couple weeks of the season, and the meat of your schedule still to come. So is that take it with a grain of salt? You liked what you saw from about two and a half sets tonight, or how do you assess it?
Yeah, you know, I talked to them after the game, and I said, you know, I'm really proud of their effort. Down, what did you say, 10-3?
Yep.
Could have packed it up. Could have said, oh, well, it was fun. Kearney came in. They're supposed to beat us. They're Class A school. Make up all the excuses we want. But they didn't. They hung their hat on aggressive serving, aggressive hitting, and played great defense. I thought just all around we just started to pick up our game. And, you know, when the fourth set came, we just took over and played great. You think that momentum is going to carry over, but it's volleyball, and momentum is just a fickle beast. I don't know what to say.
In volleyball, more than anything, it seems like, and we talked about that, and Dave Heppner, the head coach at Hastings, with us, your block also appeared a little bit more when the rally got going.
Big time. We were a little late, whole first set, whole second set, and I talked to, like, Jordan and Elizabeth, but Jordan was getting really frustrated with herself, saying, you know, I'm missing, I don't know what I'm doing. And I said, you're doing everything right. You're just not jumping quick enough. Get up a little earlier, you'll penetrate the net, you'll take care of business. And I don't know how many we ended up with, but it causes them frustration as hitters. You know, they're not being as aggressive swinging, and I think our girls did a nice job of that. Elizabeth and Jordan just stepped up, got a lot of touches, and frustrated their hitters a little bit there, especially that fourth set.
Well, it's obvious that Alexis is your go-to girl, and she plays with a lot of emotion. I had her for 19 kills in the match tonight, five of them in the fifth set alone.
Yeah,
so she's like the pitcher that's still throwing 100 in the ninth inning. She's quite a leader out there.
Yeah, so the thing about Alexia is she wanted to play DS. And I thought, you know, with your hops and your swing, we got to keep you on the outside. And, you know, we lost some outside hitters last year, so having her and Keisha step up. Keisha's got a banged up knee right now, so she wasn't really getting the hop that she needs, but that girl can flat out kill the ball too. And when she's healthy, and I think Lexi's emotion, the way she played tonight, was just a great thing to see and to watch her develop from somebody that wasn't even sure she was going to be a hitter. You know, I'm pretty proud of her efforts in that, and, you know, I thought she just really did a nice job of stepping up and taking over when we needed her.
Dave, now with we hear all the time we're tired of practicing. The football players want to hit somebody. You want to see a different color uniform on the other side of the net. But now you still got a whole other week with one more game before you get into some weekend activity. What do you do to keep it fresh, because you've been practicing a long time?
Well, we give them tomorrow off. That's one thing, because it's homecoming week. And, you know, there's a lot of distractions that come with homecoming week. We're blessed to have, I think, three of our girls are homecoming candidates, you know, and so that's a big thing for them. And the high school experience is a big thing. And I really think that we've taken a lot out of them the last couple of weeks. And just to get themselves physically ready again to go on Monday, We'll watch a little film tomorrow. We're not going to let them off the hook that easy, but we'll do a little film, see what we can work on, come back to go hard on Monday and Tuesday, and then kind of get some focus in on Holdridge on Wednesday, so we'll be ready to go.
Well, I didn't look back a long, long way, but I know this is at least three straight years. This has went to five sets.
Yes.
And at this level, it's usually a lot of different kids every year. Not always, right. But what is it? Is it simply Hastings-Kearney rivalry?
I do think so. I really do. I think the girls were nervous in practice. You know, they're never nervous. They play all the time. So it's like, I don't know what it was, but you could see a lot of nerves early in the first set. Second set, it's like Big Bad Kearney. I don't know why they think it's Big Bad Kearney, but Kearney's a nice program over there, and they got tons of great athletes. And just the fact that they're Class A and we're Class B, you know, we're a big B and we're almost A. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but I do enjoy playing Kearney, and I think the girls really like playing them because the competition's always good and it's always fun. And like I said, it's always going five. So settle in and enjoy the night because we're going to be here a while.
We were here for all of them, Dave. Long season still ahead, and hopefully we can chat again. Best of luck with you and the Lady Tigers. Thanks
awesome.
For the time.
Thank you very much.
That's the head coach of the Hastings High Lady Tigers, Dave Heppner. We'll come back and talk with Kearney coach Melissa Erickson right after this on the New West Sports postgame show.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
That old bed of yours still got you tossing and turning at night? It's time to invest in better sleep. Let Furniture Direct in Hastings and a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress provide you the solution. With a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress, you'll get the legendary support of the pocketed coil technology plus air-cooled memory foam for a cool, comfortable sleep. Get more than you expect with free local delivery with any Simmons Beauty Rest mattress set purchase. Sleep in comfort again with a Simmons Beauty Rest mattress from Furniture Direct in Hastings.
Welcome back to Hastings High and the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Kearney High, a five-set victory tonight over Hastings High. We'll get to some of the other scores in just a moment, but head coach Melissa Erickson joins me, and now 2-2 on the season. Let's just keep playing on Thursday, coach. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Five sets both Thursdays. Yep. Find a way to win. Last week you had to come from behind against Holdridge. Tonight you built the lead, and in fact, I think almost everybody in the gym had to think, well, we're about out of here. It's 10-3 in the third. So I asked Coach Heppner what changed. They got that quick rally right back. You hate to give that 7-point lead all back at once, but what changed for you? And then we'll kind of work our way back to those first two sets.
Well, they just, you know, Hastings started having fun. They were swinging, they were being aggressive, and we just weren't staying disciplined. We started to crumble and started to play as individuals instead of as a team. And, you know, if you're not playing as a team, that's going to happen to you. So
neither team came out red hot tonight. You, Kearney, your team just made a few less errors, and you got, I mentioned midway through the first, whoever kind of settles down here is going to have a big advantage because a lot of errors early on. What did you kind of tell your team there? Because you actually got the lead, were still ahead, called a timeout when they made a mini run. What was the message in that first timeout? Because it seemed like the girls settled down a little bit more after that.
Yeah, I just said we need to go out there and calm down. We've been practicing in practice to take it to them, really utilize our middles. That's something that we wanted to make sure that we used during this game, and just calm down and, you know, bring the power to them. We're a pretty powerful team, and we weren't showing it there.
You didn't and haven't. This is obviously my first look at you this year. You don't use a lot of the bench, so those girls are in there, and they all seem tonight to definitely have their roles. Lauren does what she does at the net. Legi had her for 16 kills, 5 ace blocks, and everybody, Maggie, is that's a great weapon to have when you got a setter that can also turn around and be a left-handed hitter. When they got her the ball, she was pretty solid tonight.
Yeah, it's, you know, this is the first year we've been able to use Maggie as a hitter. She can be one of our best passers, and, you know, she's still working on that hitting. We're working on that approach, but, you know, she's definitely a powerful weapon, and I can see her definitely improving as the season goes on, so we're pretty excited to have her.
Another minute here with Kearney coach Melissa Erickson. So you're down after losing sets 3 and 4 and 4 kind of convincingly, 25-14. But you pop right out there, and it seemed to me that they weren't afraid to serve for some reason. You don't normally see that when you just lost 2 sets in a row, but strong serving got you that little cushion that you needed.
Well, yeah, and our serving the 2 sets before that, I mean, it was out of bounds, out of bounds, out of bounds. So I just said, you know what, we got to go start playing as a team and taking it to them and have the confidence. I felt like we were the better team, so we needed to have the confidence and go out there and know where you needed to be there, and play aggressive. We weren't going to fold. So they definitely went out there, and they went after everything. So
Coach Heppner says they're going to take tomorrow off because they've been practicing so much, and it's homecoming week. That is not the case for you. You're going to go see some big-time competition over the next 2 days down at the Millard North Invitational. Tell me what we're going to see.
Yeah, we hop right on the bus tomorrow morning, and we head down there. And, you know, it's a little frustrating because we don't have a practice in between, because I definitely like to get some things in. But we're going to play some pretty aggressive teams. We're going to see North Star again that we saw this past weekend. And, you know, we didn't play very well against North Star, but we stayed in it for the most part. So if we can get our serve receive down and keep that ball in front of us and push it forward up to our setter, I think we're going to definitely give some competition. But there's some things that we'll talk about tomorrow morning and take a look at, and hopefully we can make those changes so that we can go out there and compete.
Well, I won't keep you any longer. It's been a late night. You got to turn around and get going tomorrow. So I hope to see you again here very soon, and good luck this weekend, Coach. Congratulations on the win tonight.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Kearney High Bearcats, Melissa Erickson. They win it in 5 sets tonight, 15-11 in the fifth, and we'll look at the final numbers and wrap it up right after this.
Summer savings going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney. Suits and sport coats, $99 and up. Select dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Summer shorts, tees, shirts, and polos, 30 to 50% off, including Tommy Bahama and Cutter and Buck. Ladies, shop the Hastings store for 30 to 75% off on the entire store of summer clothing. Select Brighton accessories, charms, shoes, and handbags, 50% off. Don't miss the summer savings event going on now at Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings and Kearney.
All right, here's our final stats on the New West postgame show. First off, for Hastings, this is what I had. Katie Coyle, 8 service points. Elizabeth Franzen, 6 service points, 2 of them aces. She had 2 ace blocks and 5 kills. Then we'll go to Taylor Henricks, led the team in serving with 12 points tonight. Jordan Gravetti, 5 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 ace blocks, 9 kills. Alexis Fleehardy, 4 service points, a match-high 19 kills. Madeline Warwick had 9 service points. Lakeisha Elwanger looks like 6 kills. Jamie Johnson had a service point, and Ray Markle had 8 kills. Unofficially, that's 51 kills, 5 ace blocks, 6 ace serves for Hastings. They fall to 1-1 and play again next Thursday at Holdridge. For Kearney High, Macy Wick ended up with 10 service points, 3 of them aces, an ace block, 5 kills. Molly Willis had 6 service points, 4 kills. Lauren Spiker, a service point, 5 ace blocks, and a team-high 16 kills. Haley Limbach led the team in serving tonight with 12 points. One of those was an ace. Maggie McGowan, 6 service points, 2 aces, 5 kills. Bree Obermiller, 10 service points, 2 aces. Taylor Moran, a service point, 2 ace blocks, 9 kills. Bailey Sterling, 3 kills. 42 kills, 8 ace blocks, 8 ace serves. Kearney wins it 25-19, 26-24, 22-25, 14-25, and 15-11 to improve to 2-2 on the season. And as you heard Coach Erickson say, plenty of volleyball. I think it's a minimum of 5, maybe 6 matches at Millard North this weekend for the Bearcats. And then they bounce right back next week and play at Grand Island Northwest, a top-5 team in Class B, at North Platte on the 23rd. This is the season that Kearney doesn't get to play at home hardly at all, and they will do that again on the 25th when Fremont rolls in. A couple of other volleyball notes here. Plenty of the scores have already been turned in tonight.
So let's take a look at what we had there for you on some of those. Kearney Catholic was a four-set winner over Adams Central. They won the first two sets. Adams Central took the third set, and then Kearney Catholic won the fourth set tonight there. Bertrand beat Elwood in dual action. Centura and Ord both beat Wood River in dual action. Donovan Trumbull beat Harvard and Palmer. Big match in D2 tonight. It was Hampton beating Giltner in a triangular 28-26 in the third of the three sets that they would be playing. Giltner and Hampton also beat Dorchester on the other side of that. St. Cecilia, a straight set win over Gibbon tonight in their matchup. No score has been reported yet, it doesn't look like, on the Northwest-North Platte matchup. Ord also beat Centura tonight as the other part of that triangular. And I think that pretty much covers everything that we would have had from the area to tell you about. Sutton beat Ravenna in straight sets tonight. One more score as well. The UNK football team falls to Washburn 10-7 in a night not made for football, apparently, at Foster Field. Washburn scored the only points of the second half, a 34-yard field goal with 8:14 to go in the game, and that was enough to beat the Lopers, who will fall to 0-2. Washburn is now 1-1. Thursday night football, mid-fourth quarter, currently on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Baltimore 23, Pittsburgh 6. NCAA football, one top 25 team in action. And BYU is up 23-0, but at the half, 23-15 over Houston. And in Major League Baseball, still airing on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. They're in the top of the eighth. Boston 4, the Kansas City Royals 3. That is in the top of the eighth inning. I want to say a big thank you to both the coaches, Coach Heppner, Coach Erickson, Tracy Douglas, all the fine folks here, Scott Rosno and the gang at Hastings High for their hospitality. And I'll remind you that you have been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Postgame Show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West, here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying we'll see you tomorrow night. High school football, a D2 Top 10 battle, Kennesaw at Overton. Pre-game is at 6:30. Kearney High is at home against North Platte. We've got the Hastings-Sydney game as well on our network of stations. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. Kearney in 5 tonight over Hastings. Good night, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KKPR sports production brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at kkpr.com.